Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Hi, I'm Brittany Campbell, and I play Eliza Doolittle.
And...
Hey, this is Danny Bernardi. I play Henry Higgins.
Henry Higgins.
That's right.
In Olney Theater's production of My Fair Lady, now through August 6th. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Are you guys more of like the Julie Andrews OBC, or are you more like Audrey Hepburn, Marnie Nixon movie soundtrack?
Nice.
Jeez, I don't think we're anything like any of
Neither.
It's very surprising, My Fair Lady.
Yeah. Go into that. Why do you say that?
It's a new take. It's a more contemporary take. Yeah. It's in some ways darker, a little bit more stripped down. But it's cool. We bring out the sexier side of things.
That's
the romantic story in there between Higgins and Eliza. So it's kind of like Pygmalion, just with the music of My Fair Lady.
I like it.
Yeah, that's definitely popped out. So the casting is very different. You know, Rex Harrison was in his 50s when he did it. I'm in my 30s. And it's set 10 years later. So that provided different costuming possibilities, right, and also different attitudes from ladies who could vote at that point in English history.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. So it's a more contemporary take.
Yes.
I like this a lot. Before we dive too far in, let's assume maybe our listeners, I don't know how they've never seen it, but let's say they haven't seen it in a while. Remind them sort of the general story here.
Eliza Doolittle is a flower girl who, you know, makes a living selling flowers in the squalors of Covent Garden. A man named
Henry Higgins comes along, sees her selling flowers, and thinks she's pretty cute in our version, and takes down the way that she speaks, starts writing her down, and then adopts her, essentially.
He says it's going to make her talk pretty, so she comes and visits him, and he takes her on, and the rest of the story unfurls from there.
I love it. When did you guys personally first encounter it? Did you do you remember what age? Did you guys watch the movie in like a musical theater class, or, you know, when did you first encounter
it? I think my mom showed it to me because she's a huge Audrey Hepburn fan, probably when I was 6 years old.
Yeah, same here. I saw a production in San Diego where I grew up a long time ago. Yeah. And that was pretty much it. That in the film a long time ago.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite little trivias. Julie Andrews was in the Broadway show, but they were like, oh, we need a bigger name. You know, so all the rest of the cast comes except for Julie Andrews. So they go with Audrey Hepburn. We need a movie star. And then the irony is that Julie Andrews then beats
Oscar.
Audrey Hepburn for Best Actress for Mary Poppins, and the rest is history. So it's funny how that works. Awesome. But like you say, this is a different production, a more contemporary production. Explain, you said sort of you're going to have more modern costumes. What are you guys wearing? Because I always think of like the big hat at the racetrack. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of it is told, a lot of the costume pieces is kind of interpreted through what Eliza's mentality, like her...
From her perspective.
Her perspective, her journey. So, you know, it kind of goes from this drab color palette to this vivacious, more colorful palette. Also, the costumes get wacky at a certain point when the world sort of starts to open up for her.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, I get the Ascot Gavotte. It definitely, without giving anything away, it's all through her eyes, but it definitely has a really cool spin on it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it sounds like, by what you're saying, it almost sounds like visually it symbolically evolves with how you're seeing, you know, your transformation.
Absolutely.
As well. So I like that. Who directed this?
Alan Souza.
Okay. That's right.
Awesome.
It's the man.
And remind us, I mean, we've gotten so far and we can't go any further without talking about all of the great songs. I mean, there's so many, you know,
there's
I could have
so
danced
many.
All night and, you know, what is it? Wouldn't it be lovely?
Getting
to the church on time.
Yeah.
What else is there? What else?
On the Street Where You Live is a fantastic song.
Such a great one.
Mm-hmm. I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. Mm-hmm. Show Me. Mm-hmm. There's so many great
The Rain
songs.
In Spain. Stays Man. God, man.
Stays Man in the Plane. Look at you.
Oh, man. It's so many. No, there's so many great ones. Do you guys have a personal favorite? I want to know from each of you, one that your favorite that you personally get to do, and also one that, like, you get to watch someone else do, and you're sitting in the wings and going, oh, right, they nailed that one.
I love to do Accustomed to Her Face. I love it because I didn't know it beforehand, and Alan, our brilliant director, you know, he pointed out, like, just how genius it is as a piece, and it's, you know, I like to take a hack at it every night. And I love Danced All Night.
I love Eliza.
It's great. It's just what you need in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's awesome. So
yeah, my favorite song to sing is Danced All Night, just because it's like completely free, you know, a moment where she gets to be kind of light and
cathartic.
Spread your wings.
Fun. Yes, spread my wings, do 1,000 things. Yeah, it's just really fun and really beautiful. I mean, I never have gotten to see it, but hearsay is that it's really beautiful.
And the way that it's done.
Right.
Don't want to give it away.
I know, I don't want to give it away either, but it's unlike
but it's literally
any
in the stars.
Yeah, give us like a teaser without
all
saying.
Night.
Yeah, okay.
Imagine a bed in the stars.
Right.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's it. So, yeah, it's just really fun. And then, favorite song in the show? It's Get Me to the Church.
Come on.
It's so
good.
It's so good.
It's so bubbly.
There's just so few moments where we get to really see the ensemble, and they're just such a great ensemble. So it's just so much fun and so much energy, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. Who's guy? Who plays who is it? The dad.
Yeah, Doolittle. That's Chris Gennebach.
Mm-hmm. Chris Gennebach. Yeah. Okay. Explain who else is in your cast. You mentioned the ensemble, so we got Chris. What's mm-hmm. Chris's strength in that role, and what are some of the other actors?
I mean, Chris is wonderful. Every day we get on the stage, I'm always like, what's it going to be? he brings something fresh every single time. We've got some wonderful, both Brittany and I are in from New York, but everybody else is DC area. We've got Valerie Leonard and Todd Schofield. And who else are our principals in the show?
Ben
Lurie.
Ben Lurie, who's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful,
oh my God.
Wonderful singer. Of glorious proportions. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean it. I really mean it.
His song's a showstopper.
Mm-hmm. So awesome. I guess just in closing, why, if they've heard this and they're like, that sounds interesting, I haven't seen it in a while, why should they come out? What gets our listeners out there?
Because it's just a very totally fresh and new take on it's My Fair Lady that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't put it better.
And set 10 years after the you know, one we were familiar with. So does that change some of the, because, like, you know, there's like the little recording device. What is it? Like a phonograph or something?
Yeah.
With the A?
Yeah, that's right.
Does that different technology?
You know, it's funny. You should mention
it.
Right, actually, yeah.
They had records at that point, but we still use a cylinder.
Right.
We still use cylinders, but it's 9 years later, I guess, technically. Right. But yeah, our take is totally fresh. Washington Post calls us, says we have a startling erotic edge. What?
Ooh.
My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Startling erotic edge. Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Again, it's now through August 6th out at Olney Theater. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.